The human brain is amazing at recognizing faces. It took decades for computers to get anywhere near as good. That's because most brains include an entire region that specializes in faces. But what about the brain of someone who has never seen a face? NPR's Jon Hamilton reports on a study of people who have been blind since birth.
Seeing a face is one way to recognize a person, but Jeanette Girard, who is blind, says she relies on voices.
Oh, yeah, anybody. Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter who they are. And I would know if there was something wrong or, you know, by their voice.
Girard is a retired government worker who lives in Washington, D.C. She says faces have never been that important to her.
I knew what my face looked like, my touch, you know, and things of that sort, and I figured a face was a face.
So she was intrigued when researchers from Georgetown University asked her to take part in a study that would let her see faces using sounds. The scientists had Girard wear a special headset.
And there was these goggles or something, and it had a little camera that fit up on top of the nose part.
By moving her head, Girard could make the camera scan across a drawing. And as lines or curves came into view, the device would play sounds that changed in pitch and volume. The concept is a bit like tapping your way along a wall to hear where a stud is behind the plaster. With practice, Girard learned to interpret more complex sound patterns. These revealed geometric shapes, letters, and even faces.
So I could identify a face by listening to those sounds.
To find out how Girard was doing this, the Georgetown scientists put her in a brain scanner. Paula Plaza, who was in charge of the experiment, says the idea was to watch Girard's brain while she was using sounds to recognize a face.
Our interest was looking into the brain. What part of the brain is responsible for this perception?
In other words, what area of the brain did a blind person use to identify faces? To make sure the results would be meaningful, the team scanned the brains of 6 blind people who'd learned to recognize faces through sound. They also scanned 10 sighted people who were looking at the drawings with their own eyes. Plaza says the results were clear.
The activation of the blind group looks like when sighted was seeing a face.
When sighted or blind people recognized a face, there was lots of activity in a place called the fusiform face area. Joseph Rauschecker, another member of the Georgetown team, says the area was discovered in the 1990s.
It's turned out to be a very reliably activated region of the brain that always lights up when you see a face.
But Rauschecker says the fusiform face area, or FFA, is usually connected to the brain's visual system.
Normally, in a sighted person, the FFA is not activated by sounds, you know, so there is substantial reorganization in the brain of the blind.
A reorganization that takes brain areas usually reserved for vision and instead uses them to process sounds. Rauschecker says what's interesting is that despite all this rewiring, the brain of a blind person retains a working module devoted to recognizing faces.
What seems to happen in the blind participants is that they still have that module at their disposal. It's still functioning, it's still looking for faces, but the input is now coming through the auditory channel.
Rauschecker says recognizing faces is so important that evolution appears to have hardwired it into our brains. The Georgetown team presented their findings this week at the Society for Neuroscience meeting in Washington, D.C. Jon Hamilton, NPR News.